If you watched the programme last night, Break for the Border, if you didn't see it, this was Hector, who's, of course, on RTE. He and I traded places. He came up here to learn all about Northern Ireland. I sneaked over the border to get a taste of life down south. Here's a taster of the programme.
Take two outspoken individuals.
To me, Ireland is north, south, east and west. We're on this island together, whether we like it or not.
Irish language? I speak English.
Born on the same island.
I define myself by language, culture, music, tradition.
I love Northern Ireland. I love everything about it.
But brought up in two different countries.
Southern Ireland, the Free State, is in Outer Mongolia.
There was a fear of going up the north. It felt like it was a million miles away.
For the first time, they're going deep into each other's territory.
I think I've come all the way down from Belfast.
Don't make me repeat myself.
I found Rihanna in the northern field.
Watch out. As Nolan and Hector break for the border.
Now, if you did miss it, it's on the iPlayer. It's on the BBC iPlayer. The man himself is joining us now. Hector, good morning.
Diaghaid Stephen, cunas a tátu.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
How are you?
I have still no idea what you're saying when you speak Irish.
Ah, look it now. After spending days on the Aran Islands, wouldn't you think now you'd be sorted?
What was your experience of coming up here, seriously?
Even though I grew up in Navan and in County Meath, which is only an hour away from Newry and the border, it could have been a million miles away. I've been in Belfast once or twice before, never been in Derry, and really enjoyed it. Different, great people, good, spirited, strong people.
Yeah, it was interesting last night at the start of the programme. You know, I was getting a fair amount of people saying, what on earth are you talking about? You know, that you don't know much about a couple of hundred miles down the road and all this kind of malarkey. But there was no point getting into that film and starting to put on some type of pretense that, oh yeah, I've been down loads of times and I know all about it. I generally did walk away. I genuinely walked away thinking to myself, how much of a fool am I that I get into a plane and, you know, I think I need to fly around the world when there's a beautiful, beautiful end of this island that I don't go near.
And likewise, I think for such a small island and such a an amount of people on the island that certain people down south have never gone to Belfast and they've never gone to the north and they've never seen the beautiful County Down and they've never driven across the coast into Derry, and it's the same when you come down here. I just think it's a shame that people don't look towards Belfast for a weekend. Me and the kids were up for the John McIlreavy, the match for Michaela in Casement Park last November, just around this time, and we had a fantastic weekend in Belfast. And you know, the more people that we can get to say, right, let's go to Cork for the weekend, let's go to Belfast or Derry or whatever for the weekend, the better it will be for the whole island.
What shocked you the most about up here?
I think the idea that we could be a million miles away to you know, and it's obviously it's not all rosy in the garden. The walls are still there, and the communities are still divided. But it still is a very raw and very intense for certain people in certain areas of Belfast and different places in Northern Ireland. It's a unique place for such a small area. You feel sadness, you feel pain, but you also, I felt a real sense that people are looking to the future. We have to think of the future for the citizens of this island, and I thought there was a great spirit in Belfast. The people are hard. They're hard, good Irish people.
I've got to say, some of the filming was absolutely farcical.
What were they doing giving you pig's feet? For God's sake.
Well, here's the first thing, all right? You're driving a big Audi car. I come down in my Audi car. BBC Northern Ireland says, now don't be driving that car on screen.
That's ridiculous.
So they put me into this little, I don't even know what type of car it was. A wee light blue Mini where my backside was bigger than the whole width of the car. And I'm squeezed into this thing.
You look like Noddy in the car.
It's ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. Your head could have come out the sunroof.
Why is that? This place don't want people to know I drive a big car. For goodness sake.
Look it. I remember buying my first ever Fiat Punto 1.2 SX. I love cars. I think cars are one of the great treats. And if you like driving a nice car, drive a nice car. And do not let the BBC tell you what car you should or shouldn't drive on television, Mr. Nolan.
Oh, unbelievable. Here's Jared on this. Morning, Jared.
How you doing, Stephen?
Go ahead, Jared.
I was very surprised you wouldn't eat the crew beans, Stephen, or should I say pig's feet?
I honestly can't think of anything disgusting. Human beings are not designed to eat feet.
No, we're not living back. We're not living back in the 20s here with pig's feet. Come on, boys.
But that's what they're putting into sausages nowadays.
Ah, yeah, but look at you. They served it up to them. I was pretty disappointed that we served that as one of the national dishes down here. Why couldn't it have given it been...
Did you try the black pudding, did you, Stephen?
No, no, I don't do any of that type of stuff.
Ah, now, black pudding is a different... Black pudding would put hair in your chest.
Oh, I tell you, that's what you call quality stuff.
I agree with the black pudding, but I don't agree with putting up the pig's feet in front of a man who's coming down to Galway for a night out.
So are pig's feet part of the national dish, or did we just make that up?
No. I think now that was a little bit of a... I think that was a little bit of television magic. Bacon and cabbage they should have put up in front of you. Good old Irish stew. And regarding Irish Ulster fries, will you get off your high horse thinking you've invented fries, for crying out loud? Fries have been part of this country for hundreds of years on both sides of the border.
And then that lovely man, Jared, did you see that lovely man last night that made me the wicker basket?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, you enjoyed yourself on the Iron Island on Inish Man.
Yeah, I did, but I don't do teats, so I wasn't going anywhere near that. Do you know that? Unbelievable. Here's Ian. Morning, Ian.
Stephen, a very good morning to you.
Say good morning to Hector, please.
Hector, Giadidge.
Cut us a thought to Machara.
You do know, Ian, what the Shinners will be shouting this morning. They'll be shouting this morning that Hector has the biggest show in the country.
Yeah, you got to keep it very balanced.
Well, that's it. I believe we're all living on one island, and we should all be getting on with each other as best we can.
Go ahead, Ian.
We were just coming on to say, well done. We settled down to watch it last night. And we could just share and understand your perceptions and the behaviours, because we're used to Northern Ireland, we don't always get down to see what life's like on the other side. And parts of it were hugely funny and yet quite touching, particularly the guy that didn't speak English and presented you with the...
I thought it was a great piece, Stephen. Exactly. Yeah.
I loved him, Ian. Yeah, I really did. Because I thought to myself, to be honest with you, clearly, you saw on screen, I thought to myself, you know, what have I got into here?
I think you warmed to it, Stephen, didn't you? You warmed to it after a couple of days.
I did. I hated it at the start. I absolutely hated it. And I think I was treated... You saw a snippet of me getting soaked in that boat, Ian, all right? I'm actually going to try to get the footage released. You saw a snippet. I sat on the top of that boat and they made me sit there for about 3/4 of an hour, and I was absolutely, this freezing seawater just washing over me.
Come down, it was particularly cold when you filmed that march. There was frost and snow about. It was particularly cold. Can I ask a question? And I just can't understand the Lisburn Road and 17 different levels of Protestantism. Why can't you have just one church and be all happy? Why do you have to have 15 levels of Protestantism and all different churches on the Lisburn Road?
I think that's a question that we will put out there and I will not get involved in. Mr. Hector,
Stephen,
thank you very much. Yes, Ian.
Disappointed you didn't go to Coolock, to the Cadbury factory, because as you know, the Cadbury milk chocolate is made in Dublin, different milk, and a very different texture from Cadbury in Birmingham. So I'm surprised now you didn't get to there.
Well, now, I did sample a lot of the chocolate while I was there, but that was more behind the scenes.
And would you agree it was different?
All right. Listen, Ian, thank you very much indeed. Hector, lovely to talk to you, sir.
Stephen, Manchester United, a bit of a dodgy start, but we're gathering momentum.
It's a bit of an understatement, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there had to be a lull. When you go up, you must come down, and there was a lull after Fergie. But we're back on track.
Lovely to talk to you, Hector. Thank you very much indeed.
Long of all, Stephen Pearce.
Morning to you.